Welcome to another episode of Sermons by Bro Ronnie Makabai. Remember to share this episode with all your friends and family. Be blessed as you listen.
Glorify your name in a way
that you are one who say, oh, the Lord.
Glorify your name, Lord.
We glorify your name
in a way.
In a way that you are wrong to take all the glory.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Hey. Magnify your name, Lord.
Magnify your name
in a way,
in a way that you are not to say, oh, the glory.
Magnify your name, Lord.
Magnify your name
in a way,
in a way that you are not to say, oh, the glory.
Sing Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Jesus. Jesus.
Say,
Jesus.
Glorify.
Glorify your name.
In a way.
In a way. That you are from to say, oh, the Lord.
Glorify your name. Sing Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Read the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 16.
Are you there?
So he answered, "Do not fear. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
Are you there?
There's a time Elisha the prophet was under attack. The Syrian army had sensed that he's the one who is revealing all the plans. Because whatever they were planning against Israel,
Elisha could tell the king that this is what they're planning now. This is what they're planning now. This is what they're planning now. Are you there? So the Syrians were so disturbed. No, they said, "We must arrest this man if you are to defeat Israel." So they made a step. They took a step against him. Then his servant Gahaz saw them. He was so scared. Began training. "Bolsa, see them coming against us." So as he was quaking, Elisha told him, "Come, touch his eyes and see what we have." The Lord showed him chariots and chariots. Are you there? With the host of heaven. So when they reached Elisha, he struck them with blindness. He struck them with what? He didn't say any other word. He struck them. So, meaning the hosts of heaven were using him. They were taking up his commands. Strike them with blindness. So they struck them with blindness. If he had said, "Kill them," they would all die. But he said, "Okay, follow me." He ready them. They found themselves in Israel, Samaria. Are you there? And he said to the king, I have brought visitors here. Feed them. So the king of Israel said, hey, these ones are supposed to be just killed. He said, no, you're not the one who have captured them. No, you just feed them. So they cooked food for them, fed them, led them back. From that time on, the Syrians never came to attack again. As long as Elisha was still there. Are you there? Those who are with you are more than those who are with them. Even as you command with the word of God, you see things happening according to your command. Are you there? You know, sometimes we fear, we think we are alone. And you say, now, this is too much. You're seeing them with your physical eyes and overtaken. But you can overshadow them. Say, neighbor, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Are you there? If you don't take charge of your environment, the enemy takes charge and scares you. When fear engulfs you, get to know. Now, failure has come forth. Whenever you're overtaken by fear, get to know the next results. The fruits of fear is failure. Are you there? People who do things as if they're crazy, fearlessly, are the ones that get there. Everything, unless you risk a little. It takes some risk. It means that you have no fear for what you're doing. You are not scared. And move. That spirit, if you're doing something good, it will bear good fruits. Yes, if you're doing bad, it also bear bad fruits because that's what you're doing. Are you there? So, but I'm teaching you about the good things that come out of fearlessness. Those who are with you are more than those who are with them. Are you there? You may be doing something and then you see something scary. You're scared about your tomorrow. Scared about everything. Fear for the future. Future fear for everything. You're fearful of your partner. You don't know what may happen next. Fearful in everything. You sleep with fear and wake up with fear. That is where failure is coming from. Say, neighbor, failure is coming from your fears. It's not coming from anywhere else, from your fears. Because however much it may be there, whatever much mountain may be before you, yes, seems destructive, seems too big for you. In the physical looking, yes, fear may strike you. But as long as you go back inside you, go back inside and look at who is in you, oh, you'll see how great you are. There's a reason why you worship him and he dwells in you. Say, neighbor, my God dwells in me. He dwells in you in the power of the Holy Spirit. In the form of the Holy Spirit. When the Spirit of God dwells in you and you feel another spirit trying to overtake you, resurrect the Holy Spirit, activate him and say, Holy Spirit, enter my soul and break every stronghold of fear. Speak it out. Everyone say that. Lord Holy Spirit. Again.
Lord Holy Spirit, enter my soul and break every stronghold of fear.
Again.
Lord Holy Spirit,
enter my soul and break every stronghold of fear. Again.
Lord Holy Spirit, enter my soul and break every stronghold of fear.
May it be done the way you say it. Let there be courage and determination to make it percolate. Say, Lord, Holy Spirit, plant a seed of courage and determination in me. Percolate. Aye, hey. May Christ give you the grace to serve Him without fear. Aye, hey. Go and see the glory of God. He is with you. The Lord is with you. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord Holy Spirit, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We bless the name of Jesus. 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 Be blessed. I cover in the blood of Jesus. I cover your way. God bless you mightily. See you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We encourage you to stay connected with us through our social media platforms. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or Threads at Bro Ronnie Makabai. Stay blessed. Until next time.